Hamstrung by a governor who refuses to release their voter-approved conservation bonds and who has now frozen their assets, members of the Land for Maine's Future Board say they want a legislative solution to their funding problems. Democratic House Speaker Mark Eaves and Falmouth Senator Kathy Breen say they are expecting bills in January to allow the conservation projects to move forward with or without the governor's approval. A.J. Higgins has details.
Governor Paul LePage is refusing to release more than $11 million in voter-approved land conservation bonds until the legislature capitulates to his demand to allocate money from timber harvesting on public lands for home energy assistance programs. Meanwhile, LePage has also frozen $2 million in bond money that the board had planned on drawing from for other conservation projects and is also blocking private donations for those purposes. At a regularly scheduled meeting of the Land for Maine's Future Board on Tuesday, board member Neil Piper of Gorham summed up the situation this way.
As a result of all the recent events and the wishes of the governor to stop all Land for Maine Futures funding and project activity, it would appear that further board meetings and actions at this time are fruitless. Until such time as the legislature can make a firm stand and restore funding, or the governor provides clear direction to this program, it appears that the work of this board will clearly not move the public gender forward.
In fact, the board has not even been able to take a vote for months because the governor's commissioners of natural resource agencies, required to provide a quorum for the board, have not attended any meetings. Although representatives of the commissioners were sent to the meetings to explain that prior commitments were preventing their attendance, Piper wasn't buying it.
The LMF board is at a very disadvantaged position, with only five of six public positions, one that has been vacant since last January, working, and three commissioners who are acting, it appears, on the wishes of the governor only. And in fact, the commissioners have voted against moving any project forward since May of this year, and many of them have now attended a meeting since May.
Board members say the LePage administration has informed about 30 applicants hoping to participate in the program that the money for their projects is no longer available. The LMF fund has been the primary vehicle for land acquisition for conservation purposes in the state for nearly 30 years. Formerly administered through the now-defunct State Planning Office, the responsibilities were shifted to the Department of Agriculture, Conservation, and Forestry. Still locked in a standoff with lawmakers over the use of state public lands harvesting revenues, LePage allowed $6.5 million in 2010 LMF bonds to lapse. Reauthorizing them will take legislative action next year. The fate of $5 million in 2012 voter-approved bonds also remains uncertain, and Democratic House Speaker Mark Eaves says lawmakers will respond.
It's not good governing. It's bad for our economy. It's bad for our environment. He has taken something that has traditionally been a very bipartisan, agreed-upon program that does great things for our environment, and he's politicized it. And I would not at all be surprised if there were a number of bills that came forward to try to address the obstruction of the governor as it relates to the Land for Maine's Future program.
Democratic Senator Kathy Breen of Falmouth as a member of the legislature's Environment and Natural Resources Committee, and she agrees that lawmakers should address the LMF's funding crisis and says she finds it difficult to understand why the governor is undermining such a popular bonding program.
How one individual can simply put such a great program on the line and be so vindictive and so destructive is just mind-boggling to me.
Both lawmakers shared the concerns of acting LMF board chair Jim Norris, who said it was likely that there would be nothing left of the board by the end of the year because most of the public members' terms will expire.
We could be down to one member in January in that regard. All the members, public members, have spent an inordinate amount of time trying to do our job.
Meanwhile, Jonathan Labonte with the Governor's Office of Policy and Management told members of the panel that the results of an analysis of the Land for Maine's Future Board's policies and acquisitions will be presented at an October meeting. What is less clear is how many members of the board will be there to hear it. For MPBN News, I'm A.J. Higgins.